Tonight, the San Antonio Spurs host the Detroit Pistons in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Spurs lead the series 3-2, and they could win the NBA championship tonight. Now, this series matches up two teams that made it this far on their defense, and their style is in contrast to one of basketball's most famous players, Wilt Chamberlain, who shot his way into the record books.
Game at Hershey, PA tonight. Chamberlain, 32 field goals, 25 foul shots, 89 points. Records are falling left and right. Here we go, Bill.
43 years ago, Chamberlain became the only professional basketball player to score 100 points in a single game. That game and its impact on the sport is the subject of a new book by Gary Pomerantz. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Back in 1962, the National Basketball Association was in its 13th season and still desperate to attract new fans to the sport. To draw them in, team owners decided to put on regular season games in small arenas outside the big cities. So on March 2nd of that year, the Philadelphia Warriors and the New York Knicks played in a small arena in Hershey, Pennsylvania, just up the street from the town's chocolate factory. The Warriors' star player was at 7'1" center. Some fans called him Wilt the Stilt, but Wilt Chamberlain hated that nickname. He preferred to be known as the Big Dipper. Author Gary Pomerantz says Chamberlain's performance was on par with Babe Ruth's breaking the home run record.
Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game is the Everest of sports records. It's never been approached. No other player other than Wilt has scored 90 points, 80 points, 75 points. The second most points scored by a player other than Wilt, 73 points by David Thompson of Denver in 1978.
Piecing it together by quarters, Wilt had 23 in the first quarter, 18 in the second quarter, 28 in the third quarter, which tied his own record for a quarter.
All night, Chamberlain overpowered his New York opponents. Phil Jordan, the Knicks starting center, was back in his hotel battling an upset stomach. So second-year player Darrell Imhoff stood in to guard the Dipper. The 6'10", Imhoff remembers the fourth quarter as the Knicks desperately tried to stop Chamberlain, when all of a sudden, the announcer began shouting out Chamberlain's point totals after each score.
Chamberlain on the line, foul shot up in the air, he has 84.
Well, it was a little astounding. We didn't realize, number one, how many points he had. But number two, now they were making a farce out of it, because normally when a player scores that many points and he just broke the scoring record, they'd give him a standing ovation, he'd leave the game, and that was it. But he was left in the game and continued to score.
New York, of course, you can understand the Knickerbockers' feelings. They're a little upset having it rubbed in a little bit like this with a guy on a scoring rampage.
We started to play a little different strategy. We started taking a little bit more time off the clock. And so they countered by fouling us intentionally in the backcourt.
So they would foul you in order to have time to get the ball back to Wilt.
That's exactly right.
What about just hacking him, just beating him up?
Yeah, right. You want to get killed? I mean, Wilt was a friendly guy to a point, but if you started getting physical with him, I mean, he would have taken your head off.
New York now is really trying to screen Chamberlain off and fouling the backcourt man, trying to prevent them from getting the ball into the big man.
Most surprising, Chamberlain, a notoriously bad free-throw shooter, was hitting most of his free-throws. He was also scoring on fast breaks, finger rolls from above the rim, turnaround jump shots, even a few of his signature slam dunks. Gary Pomerantz.
And the Knicks are surrounding Wilt on all sides. And it's getting harder and harder for Wilt. Elbows are being thrown. He's taking shots to the ribs and the back. And everywhere he moves, he's being shadowed. Does that mean the other Warriors were open? Well, of course it means the other Warriors were open. But now there was a game within the game. Get the ball to the Dipper.
Knickerbockers just stalling for time. They don't want the Warriors to have time to work on Chamberlain to get that ball to him.
During a 1993 interview, Chamberlain credited his teammates.
You had to see some of the things that my teammates were doing to get me the ball and just keep those guys from, like, fouling them, because the Knicks' orders were to foul whoever they could to make sure that I never got the ball, and it was almost like a circus out there for a while.
The Knicks, Darrell Imhoff.
We were all totally frustrated, and at this point, I had 5 fouls on me. I only had 1 left to give, and so I was trying to do it as hard as I could play without fouling out. But ultimately, that didn't work either.
Imhoff fouls Chamberlain, and Imhoff fouls out of the game. He's gone.
I was fairly effective in the fourth quarter at some point on him and frustrated him a little bit for a period of 2 or 3 minutes when he didn't score. But then he came on like gangbusters again and finished the game out and got his 100th point.
Rogers throws long to Chamberlain. He's got it. He's trying to get up. He shoots. No good. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Chamberlain. He shoots. Up. No good. In and out. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Rucklick. Into Chamberlain. He made it. He made it. He made it. A different dunk. He made it. The fans are all over the place.
It was a defining moment. Chamberlain scored 72 points from the field at a time when there was no three-point field goal. He added 28 points from the foul line, missing only four foul shots, and he had 25 rebounds that night. But his stellar performance, which wasn't televised or chronicled by any New York sports writer, was greeted with cynicism. Red Auerbach, the legendary Celtics coach, questioned whether Chamberlain's opponents had played any defense at all. And several sports columnists, including one who called Chamberlain a biological accident, dismissed the game as a circus. But the Dipper's 100-point game would have a huge impact on the future of the NBA, shaking up what was until then a sport dominated by white players and validating the sort of virtuosity that would later define the careers of players like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan. The Big Dipper died of heart failure in his bed in 1999. At his memorial service in Los Angeles, only two pictures were displayed. One showed a smiling young man in a Philadelphia Warriors uniform. It was taken in the locker room at the Hershey Arena on March 2, 1962. The Dipper is holding a piece of paper with a number scrawled on it. It reads 100. Juan Williams, NPR News.
You can see a photo of Wilt Chamberlain and hear some audio from the game by going to our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News, the highest scoring program in radio. I'm Steve Inskeep.